Good morning, everyone. When we were asked to speak to you all about our stewardship journey, I must admit, our first reaction was to walk away very slowly and not make any sudden movements. Maybe then they would move on to another couple, perhaps a couple that had a better story to tell, perhaps a couple that had more time to actually prepare to tell their story. But we decided to go for it. I mean, how could this be any more difficult than getting two kids out the door in the morning or tackling fifth grade math homework? So if you were hoping to hear an insightful homily from George, Javier, or Candy today, surprise, and welcome to today's homily. I'm sure many of you can relate to our story. We're two working parents trying to navigate the daily struggles of raising a family in a divided world that's rapidly changing, yet remains filled with injustice. Many of these struggles are small and hectic, like trying to get everyone to the car with shoes on for church or school, and others seem painful and insurmountable, like the families and children I met yesterday morning at Family Promise. Families who, after car trouble or one missed bill, now don't have a place to live. As individuals, it can be incredibly overwhelming to figure out what you can do to make the world better, especially with such limited time and ability.
In 2010, we were new parents who had recently moved back to North Carolina from Chicago to be closer to our families. After a blurry and sleep-deprived year, we were getting more settled, and I was getting nervous because I knew the topic of church would start coming up more frequently. Even when we were first married, LaQuinta wanted to go to church as a family, and we both felt it was important for our life together and for our children. In an earlier draft of this homily, LaQuinta wrote something like, "We were determined to find a church that shared our values," but I don't think I was that optimistic or determined. We didn't grow up in the Episcopal Church. Before we started attending St. Paul's, our main experience with liturgical traditions were Christmas Eve services with friends. LaQuinta grew up in a traditional Black Baptist church in Reidsville, North Carolina, where you can walk down the hallway and see paintings of pastors going all the way back to slavery. I grew up outside of Greenville, North Carolina, where my family had been deeply involved in the Pentecostal movement since its early beginnings. Here's why I was nervous. We wanted to be part of a church community, and we wanted our children to grow up learning about Jesus, about truth, love, and faith, in a world that trains us at an early age to care more about what you do and what you have. But as a new parent, I honestly didn't want my daughter to experience the same dissonance that I experienced growing up in church. I didn't want her to wrestle to make sense of a loving God and an exclusionary religion with people who are in and people who are out, people who can preach and people who can't. I wanted her to grow up with an open, affirming sense of spirituality, but first we had to actually find a church, and I was skeptical.
So 9 years ago, we started visiting St. Paul's, and we immediately felt a connection. Anyone can say all are welcome, but here we found an active community with people from a wide range of backgrounds and multiple generations who actually practiced being open and inclusive. When we pledge, we know that we are part of a larger collective that is making a difference. I'm always so humbled by what we can do together, how St. Paul's helps support and welcome refugees, how we feed the hungry, and how we speak out against injustice in its many forms. Even small acts of kindness and community can make such a difference, like when several people unexpectedly brought us meals when our son was born, and prayer stitchers made him a blanket. These moments remind me that I'm part of a community that can do powerful things together.
When we first started pledging, we weren't sure if we were doing it the right way. We weren't sure if we were giving the right amount or how it might impact our budget, but we wanted to get involved in some way. I remember a year or two later, during a stewardship campaign, I think the committee decided to go out to parishioners and visit them just to talk. So the delightful late Mary Jane Pugh showed up at my door one day. Now, Mary Jane was always so friendly to us at church, but I'm a fairly introverted person who works at home most of the time. And so there I was in my t-shirt and basketball shorts, awkwardly realizing that I should somehow invite her in, feeling like a terrible example of Southern hospitality. But she was so warm and curious about our family, and we had a great conversation about what led us both to St. Paul's. I think it's Bishop Curry who talks about how our front porches and stoops have been replaced by private backyard decks, where we can selectively invite our friends over and not worry so much about speaking to the neighbors. It was just a brief conversation, but it made me realize how easy it is to shut yourself off from the world, to build walls, to stay in your comfort zone. But it was actually more comforting to remember that it wasn't just about me, but that I'm part of something much larger. We've only mentioned a few moments from our journey so far today. We're excited to continue growing with St. Paul's. Through the children's ministry, our kids have had an opportunity to start their own faith journeys while learning to care for others and give back to the community we live in. We've talked a lot about parenting today, too, but St. Paul's has helped us grow as people, from the quiet moments of peace during Eucharist to the thoughtful open discussions at adult formation to the diverse spiritual insights from our clergy who have introduced me to thinkers like Howard Thurman and Richard Rohr while also applying wisdom from Chance the Rapper and Harry Potter.
St. Paul's is truly a special place to us. As we celebrate stewardship today, I hope that you will all also reflect in your own journeys with St. Paul's. Pledging is such a great example of how we work together here at St. Paul's, because each person can contribute what they can, and yet together we can do so much more than we could ever imagine doing individually.